So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, "Ala keva va'alosh gaidla." The Mishnah said that if she finds blood on her heel or on the tip of her large toe, that she's tameya. So bishlam akeva, I understand on her heel, of a denaga ba'isim makim. If she sits with her legs folded under her, then her heel could reach and touch Isa Makim into the Makar. And it's possible that the dam went from there onto her heel, so therefore she's Temeya, makes sense. And the Rosh Goydla, the tip of her toe, my timer. How does it get to her toe? Maybe through a secondary means. Maybe it dripped onto a part of her body, and that part of her body, whatever part that may be, and that part of her body then touched her, she touched with her toe. So it didn't go directly necessarily to her toe. Maybe it went through some intermediate step. It says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, can you really say something like that? In order to do that, you would have to assume that the tumah, we have to make an assumption here, which we call machzikin and tumah lemakim, that the tumah went to one place and then traveled to her toe. Do we really do that? But Tanya, we have a brayse that says that seems to say not like that. Right. So when Isha, we'll see later that you can be toila in various things. One of the things that you can be toila, if an Isha has a maka, right? That either is bloody or has the ability that's not healed enough that it can potentially have blood spouting out from it. So then the kesem that she finds on her guf, you could be toila in that makkah, you could blame it, so to speak, on that makkah and say that the dam that she finds on her guf is not from the makar, but rather the source is from that makkah, and therefore she's tahira. Right? So the braisa says, Haisala makkah b'tzavara. Right? She had a makkah on her neck, in front of her, right? The front of her neck. Im tucha litlais, toila. If she can be toila, then she's toila in it. What does that mean? So dashi, b'tzavara, imimtza dam keneged tarfa, right? She finds dam keneged, like on her clothing, let's say the clothing in front of her, on the front of her clothing, on the bottom. So, which is kineged based at tarfa, which is kineged based at makim. Yichoyle litas b'makim shal tzavara, so dashi shepa'am shematis tzavara lefanea. Occasionally, she leans her neck forward, right? V'noyful dam hamaka al tachtis chaluka, and therefore the blood could fall on the bottom part of her chaluka, is like a long undershirt, so to speak, right? And therefore, it's possible it came from there. However, al kaseifa, if the maka is on her shoulder, she'eni yichoyle litlas, and it's impossible that the dam came from there onto her. Onto the makam of her clothing that's connected based on tarfa, ain't a toila. She cannot be toila that the makam, that the dam came from there. So now atkan habraisa. So from there the Gemara is bedaik. And you don't say in that case shema biyada not lasai. Maybe she touched the makam with her hand. And then she touched her chaluka connected based on tarfa, and maybe through her hand she brought the tahara, in this case dam makam, from her shoulder onto a makam of a chalukah that's connected by satarfa. You don't say that. So therefore the Gemara is medayik from here that hu adin, when you be machzik tumah and you're assuming that the tumah can possibly have come from beis satarfa, we wouldn't, just like over there, we cannot use it for a taliyah to be matar her. Al yidei, an intermediate step of her touching her maka and then touching somewhere else. So too, when it comes to tumah, that to assume that to be choishish that it came from the maka from her makar through an intermediate step, we wouldn't make that assumption. So how is it possible that she's tameya if it's nimsa dam arash gudlo? Says the Gemara Ella. Rather, that's not pshat. It's not pshat that came through a middle step. Elashani arash gudlo de bahadi de pasa. Even though normally when she stands, the end of her toes are not keneged beis satarfa. But as she is walking, over the misrami, it could work out that her toe could end up underneath the makar, and it's possible for it to end up there, and that's why we toile it. That's why we matama her if she finds dam, a kesem, on her basar, on a Rosh Godla. But Loi Machzikin, right, the Gemara now. So now, we made an assumption here that Loi Machzikin in Tumah L'Makom L'Makom, and now we're going to elaborate on that. For Loi Machzikin in Tumah L'Makom L'Makom, so now you're saying that we're not Machzik Tumah L'Makom L'Makom, right, the Gemara of Hatanya, we're going to learn the Nimtzes Akishre Etzbeisehom. Now you find dam on her knuckles, right? Temeya, she's Temeya. Bebnei she yadayim eskoni es hein, because her hands are always touching everything, and she obviously would have touched the makar, even if she doesn't know for a fact she did. We assume she did, and therefore the dam that she finds on her knuckles is a reason to believe that she has a kesem, right? My time, Malamish and Damrim, but Gibbachad Yad. Now, how does Dam get on? Even if she. Usually, how does she touch him a car? She does a Badika. Right? But that she uses the bottom. She uses this side of the hand, not the top of the hand, not the Gav Hayad. Actually, first, this is Gav Hayad, the back of the hand. The back of the hand wouldn't have touched it. It must be through an intermediate step. Malamish and Damrim, we say. But Gibbachad Yad, she must have done a Badika with one hand. Venagabedich Yad, and with her other hand, she touched it. She touched her knuckles. So you see that you are machzik tumah l'makom l'makom. Every the Gemara, shani yada the kula avida the nagam. Mara says no. The hand, you're misunderstanding. It's not pshat that the hand, she only touches the makar with the underneath part of her hand, but even the back of her hand, she's always touching. A person with the hands, they're always touching everything, and sometimes they even touch things with the back of their hand, and therefore it's possible that the dam went from her makar onto even the back of her hand directly without an intermediate step, and that's why she's tameya. Akapana, the Gemara comes out over here that you aim machzikin and tumah mimakim lemakar, and the gav hayad. The reason why it's tameya is because it's possible that unknowingly she touched the makar with the back of her hand, and that's how the dam would have got there. And two dots now. The Mishnah said, "Al shoyke ba'al parsei seha mi b'fnim." Right? What's the shoyke? Shoyke is like the upper part of the leg. Parsei seha is the feet. On the inside part, the Mishnah said, just pass over the Mishnah. Let's find it. Mishnah said, "Al shoyke ba'al parsei seha mi b'fnim," on the inside part. Facing the inside of her body, tameya mebechutz, and the outside part is tahira. While it's the mekan, instead to the sides, she's tahira. So only on the inside part, that's the kudah come from the makar. She finds dam on her thigh or on her leg, on her right, and the inside part, she's tameya. Pray to Gemara. The Gemara asks a question over here. The Gemara wants to know mebefnim ad hecha. How far towards the outside of the legs are considered still mebefnim? Amri de Beir of Yanai, they said in the Besmedish of Yanai, ad mokim chavek or chavak. So there's different pshatim of what this means, ad mokim chavak. Rashi in one pshat says that it means there's like a sinew that if you look at the back of the knee, there's like a sinew that goes from the top part of the leg to the bottom part of the leg. I think it's called a hamstring, right? And that, until that place, is considered, we'll see in a minute what happens at that place itself, is considered still the inside of the leg. From the full inside until, as you're going towards the outside, until that spot, is still considered the inside of the leg. Others learn that chavak means that if a person takes the two legs and they press them together, any spot that's covered over with basar, right, and whenever it gets sort of pressed together and covered, that's considered ad makim chavak. Until the end of that place where they get pressed together, that's makim chavak. Others say that it means that if you take your leg, the upper part of the leg and the bottom part of the leg, and you fold it like this, and whatever gets pressed together there, that means. Whatever is uncovered until the place where they touch, that's the makom chavak. So there's a different pshat than the makom chavak. Tomorrow has a question now. Ibayelahu makom chavak lefnim aikel chutz. The makom chavak itself, where they touch, let's say, or where the hamstring is, or however you learn, that makom itself is that considered like the inside or the outside? So the Gemara. Tashma, the Tanya of Kiva, we have a Brisa. The Tanya of Ketina, Admog Chavak, the Chavak Atzma Kalifnim, the Chavak itself is considered like the inside. If Chibred of Avia Masin Labahedi, London, Mephosha Brisa, Amri the Beit Abiyani. In other words, originally the Beit Abiyani who had said that Admog Chavak, they themselves were Mepharish, that Chavak Atzma is Kalifnim. Amri the Beit Abiyani, Admog Chavak, the Chavak Atzma Kalifnim. Okay. So now we understand that what the Mishnah says, that the Mishnah says that the inside of the legs, and we understand what's considered the inside of the legs. If dam is found over there, you assume it was minam akar, and it's a kesem, she's tameya. Right? The Gemara is now going to ask a series of questions about a riyas dam, that the formation of the riyah is unusual, and it's hard to imagine, or it's difficult to imagine, that it came from the makar. Bari Rab Yirmiyah. Kishir mahu. So Rashi said, what's kishir? Ritzua be'igel kitzamid. A strip that's round like a bracelet. So basically it's a donut shaped riya, right, that she has on her skin, that it's unusual for a dam, if it drips on her skin, to form like a ritzua, a strip, a line that's in a donut shape. It wouldn't have happened usually like that. It's unusual to assume that that's how it got there. So what's the halacha if she finds dam like that? Can we assume it's a minam akar and she's a kesem, she's tameya, or not? Kishura mahu, a straight line. So now Taisus right away asks, what do you mean kishura mahu? That's a normal dam. If a person standing and they find dam on their leg, how would it have gotten there? Would have gotten as a vertical line. So Taisus says it means drops. It means not a straight line, but drops in a line. The problem is, next question the Gemara asks, tipin mahu, drip, drip. If she finds little dots, what's the halacha? So Taisa says that tipin means like disarray of little drops, not in any sort of formation. So kishura means a line of drops. Tipin means drops, not in a line. So all these cases, mahu. L'roichiv yurecha mahu, or if she finds a line of dam, like as if it dripped down, but in the width of her leg, of her thigh. It's very strange that that would come from the makar, and it should be a vertical line, not a horizontal line. Toshma, bring your raya. It says in the Braisa as follows, al besara, if she finds dam on her skin, Safik tamei, safik tahar. We're not sure if it's dam minam akar and she's tamei, and it's dam shalai minam akar and she's tahar. The halacha is tamei. So, obviously, the brisa is talking about some. It's a little bit of a sasam dika brisa. It's not a very well explained brisa. It's talking about some sort of dam that's found on her basar, and for whatever reason, there's a reason to believe that perhaps that dam didn't come from the makar. It said al basara, safik tahar, safik tamei. And then the halacha is tamei. So the Gemara made an assumption here that it's talking about that she found dam, and the formation of the stain is as such that there's reason to believe it didn't come in a makar. And it says that's why it calls it safik tamei, safik tahar. And what does the Braisa say? It's tamei. My love, don't you think ki hai gavna? That means that the kesem that she found on her basar was in this formation, a formation as that we just said, which has reason to believe it's not from the makar, and it says that she's tameya. So chayr is a raya. We can be pashut that by all the abayas above that she's tameya. Says the Gemara, no, dilma de avid kiritzua. It's talking about that it is a ritzua, a line. So what's the chiddush? Sorry, dilma de la erech hayerech the hayni urcha. Okay, so I'm not sure. One second. In other words, pshat in the braisa isn't that. We thought that Safik Tahar, Safik Tamei meant to say that it's a special Safik, meaning that there's a reason to believe it didn't come in a car, and therefore we assumed that it was an unusual formation of the stain. Mar says no, it just meant to say she found that she found a normal vertical line, a stain on her. And it was Safik Tamei, Safik Tahar just meant to say that you don't know for a fact that it came from the makar. Not that there's a reason to believe it, then it's talking about a normal stain. And that's what the Braisa says, she's Tameya. But a formation of a stain, that's an unusual formation, that there's reason to believe it didn't come from the makar, it could be that she's Tahira, and we have no Raya from the above Braisa. Next, Hahi Itza, there was a lady, the Ishtakich Ladame B'mashtisa. She found dam on her mashtisa. So some sort of thread. I didn't get the exact. I wanted to look up the Maisa Ari because I didn't have the paper at home. Because apparently, when they prepared the thread, they would unwind the ball and they would have some pegs and they would move the thread from one place to, they would thread it from one peg to another to prepare the thread for weaving. That's called the mashtisa. I don't know the exact mitzias of it. So they would have what this thread that was called the forget what they call the thread that goes through the loom. There's a special word for it. The warp. Yeah. So she was preparing this thread and they found dam on the thread. Asoyle kame de Rabbi Yanai. So they came to Rabbi Yanai. Oh my love. So you know what he told her? Tezel v'tesi, go thread, you know, do the normal work back and forth with the thread. Go thread the thread as you normally do. Right? And I will observe how you do it. And if it's possible that as you normally do your work, that it came, the thread came underneath her makar, then she's Tameya. So basically, we'll do a reenactment, and we'll see as she does her normal work if it's possible that the dam came from the makar. Makes a lot of sense, but the problem is we have a brisa not like that. You don't do a repetition, a reenactment when it comes to taharis. What's the case over there? So the Zerashi is about three quarters of the way down. So Batania ain't shining b'taharis. Gabi mesate b'talisa. Yisava was wrapping himself in a talis. B'taharis b'tameis b'tzidai. And there's taharis and tameis next to him. So the suffix is that maybe when he was masatif in the talis, he touched the talis touched the davar tamei, let's say a sheretz, right? And then it touched the davar tar. So we're not sure if the talis and the taharis that are next to him became tamei because first the talis touched the tameis and then it touched the taharis. That's the suffix. We brought this down earlier. We had this earlier in the masechta. And the suffix davar suffix loy naga. Halacha is a tar. If it's pretty much impossible that he was to be misatav in that talus without it touching tamei, says Rabbi Shimon Galuya Leimer, even though it's impossible that it didn't touch. One second, maybe even though it appears to be impossible, let's have him reenact what he did, and we'll see. And if it's right, we tell him to repeat what he did. And when he was misatif himself again in the same position, in the same matzav, if it doesn't touch, then you see that obviously it's possible that it maybe didn't touch, and we'll tar him. So the Chacham argue on Rabbi Shimon Galil, and they say, ain't shining b'taharis. You don't reenact a situation when it comes to haris. Because it's possible that even though now it didn't come out, that it touched, maybe the reenactment isn't accurate exactly, so there's always a chashash that the reenactment is not accurate. Therefore, if it appears right now that by being misatav with this talis, it's impossible that it didn't touch, then you just go with what it appears to you. You don't try to reenact it and use the reenactment to prove whether it's possible to be misatav without touching. Hakapan, you see, you don't do ein shaynim. You don't do a reenactment. And over here, what do you say? You say this isha, right? You're not sure if the dam came from the makar. And you're going to do a reenactment to determine whether the dam came from the makar. But we have a rule that ain't shaynim b'taharis. That was the kasha on Rabbi Yais, who was the one who said to do the reenactment? Rav Yanai. The kasha is on Rav Yanai. Your Rav Yanai said to reenact what she did, but we have a klal, ain't shaynim b'taharis. So your answer is very simple. Kiyah mean ain't shaynim l'kula. You know, if you have a situation that appears to be that the thing is tame, right? Like the case of a Masata Batalis. To our appearance, to our eyes right now, it looks like it's impossible to be Masata in the Talis without touching the Tameis, right? So then, to do a reenactment, to be Matar, Lakula, you wouldn't do. Aval Chumra, but in this case, what happens? It's a suffix, if it's possible, it came from the Makar. We're dealing here with what? With a Tumah Dirabanan, with a Kesem, that normally wouldn't be Metamaher. But we just want to do, we wanted to say that Shainim, to reenact, in order to be Metamaher, to be Machmer. There you do say Shainim. So the Klal of Ein Shainim B'Taharis is only the Kula. To be Mekel by Taharis is Ein Shainim. But to be Machmer on Taharis, to have an Isha that perhaps it's impossible the dam came from the makar, and to have it do a reenactment to prove that the dam could have come from the makar, which is l'chachmer, do you do say shaynin? Yeah. The Mishnah said hoisei pashtasi. The Mishnah says interesting halacha that if she finds dam on her chaluk, I don't know how you say it in English. A chaluk is like a long, flowing shirt that she wears underneath her. So it's the thing that she wears on her skin directly. She finds it on the bottom where it could have come from the makar. She kineged beis atav, she's tameya, and a menach hagar from the belt lamala where it couldn't have come from the makar. She's tahara. But what happens if she uses it at night as a blanket? Right, haisei pashtasa belayla. She takes it off at night and uses it as a blanket. And even though she says that she put it on her, the top part on her top and the bottom part on her bottom, so it should be l'chari impossible for dam on the top, upper part of the beged to have come from the makar. We still make an assumption that maybe unknowingly in the middle of the night it was mishapach, it got overturned, and the bottom ended up on the top, and the top on the bottom. And therefore, if she uses it as a blanket, any part of the chaluk that you find dam on, she's tameya. As I state in the Mishnah. The following thing, this thing that we said in the Mishnah, I was meira halacha in Ir Raimi leiser. And when I came to Chacham in Darim, Lachar Darim here means the Darim of Eretz Yisrael. Amruli Yafa Harisa, that you taked with meira properly. I'm not sure why the Gemara brings this in over here exactly. I mean, where do you find there's something that says in the Mishnah and you bring a brisa to be spent in the Mishnah? I'm not sure. Turn Rabbanim. Arucha shalav shal chaluk shal ketara. You have a tall woman who wore a chaluk that is meant for a short person, or if I carry ketara shalav shal chaluk shal arucha, in magia keneged beis hatarva, if the place where you found, and then you found the kesem, if the makam kesem could come, it's possible that it was keneged beis hatarfa shal arucha. So they both wore the thing is, in this case, they both wore the chaluka. One gave it to the next. The tall one gave it to the short one to wear, or the short one gave it to the tall one to wear, right? So now we're not sure where the dam came from, right? In magia, keneged beis hatarfa shal arucha, shtein tameis. If the place that the stain was found, it's possible that it even came from the makar of the tall one, right? Then they're both Timaeus, right? Because she's taller, it's possible that that Mukim, Kesem, is higher up on her, so it's possible that it wasn't Kenegi Beis Atava. So if it's Kenegi Beis Atava, even of the tall one, then they're both Timaeus. The Imlav, and if it's not possible that it came from the Makar of the tall one, only of the short one, Arucha Tahira, the tall one is Tahir, the Ketzara, and the short lady is Timaea. All right? So far, very simple. Tani idach. Now we have another brayso. Bodka chaluka v'hashilasa l'chaverta. Have an isha. She wore. She has a shirt, right? A long on the shirt, and she took it and she was bodik it. She made sure that it didn't have any kesem on it, and then she lent it to her friend, right? And then what happened? They found the kesem on it. Now, who did this kesem come from? So the halacha is he tahira. The first one, the mashal, right, is tahira because she was baidik it. And she said when she gave it to her chaverta, there was no dam on it. The chaverta, but her chaver, the one who borrowed it, tahira ba. See, interesting halacha. The chaver is also tahira because she could blame it and she says, no, the kesem came from the first person. Now, the chayyim, this gemara is not very nishpashtendlich, because maman Roshach had to come from one of the two. So how could the first one say, I was by the kid, and then when before I gave it to him, there was no kesem, and the second said, I don't know how you were by the kid, you weren't by the kid, well, I'm assuming it came from you. Now, the chayyim, it's impossible for both of them to be tired. No. One second. What?
She can't say that she was by the kid.
But the first one was by the kid.
Right. So the first one could say, I'm not the zikr that I'm by the kid. The second one said, I you can ask her to mention by the kid.
But it doesn't make sense to say the baltar, because b'mam shech, somebody has to be tamei over here. What? No, call the parish is not... it's possible that it came from the kosher place. It's not here. It's physically impossible. Oh, you're not. I mean, the rabban, you have to take out one in the case of. There's the alzbittel, but there's alzbittel. The case you're talking about, if it falls in a piece, one piece into two pieces, there's alzbittel. But there's alzbittel. Here's bittel barad. That's different. That's bittel barad. But here it's not. Here for sure, it can't. One of them is tamei, so it'll be matara. Let's see what the Gemara says. Amr of Sheshes, Vila Inyadina Tanan. Don't think we're talking about to be matar both of them. All the Brisa said is that each one is tighter than the other. They didn't say the gabba what? Pashas, we assume it means the gabba tum of a tahara. Says if Sheshes, no, it means who has to send it to the clean, who has to pay the cleaner's bill, right? You have to, who has to clean it, right? Vila Inyadina Tanan, that each one that could blame it on the other. So in other words, you not believe that you abide the gift. The thing that bothered me to understand it means lini dina is the guy with the first person, there's no dina, it's her own chaluk. Chaluk. What do you mean lini dina? It should have just said the second one doesn't have to clean it because she could blame it that the first one didn't do a good bidika. What does it mean in this case? He tahira, I mean, it like this. I misunderstood. Now, he tahira, no. The first one is taka tahara. The first one, in other words, it says two things in the Brassi. He tahira, v'chaver tahila ba. He tahira means the Indian taharis. The first one is tar, because she did a bedika. She did it, but that bedika doesn't help her. Legabe the halacha of who has to pay that bedika. In other words, then she could say, now only I did a bedika if I'm tahira and you're tameya. Fine, that works. But then she also wants the second person to pay for the cleaners, right? That chaver to toile ba legabe who has to pay to clean it. The second one could be toile and say the inyan the halacha of me paying for it. I don't believe you that you did a proper bedika, right? Le'inyan, she can't say so legabe le'inyan kesem, but she can say so le'inyan cleaning the kesem that the shoyel could blame the mashal and say, you mashal, I don't believe you that you gave me a perfectly clean cholok, therefore I don't want to pay to clean it. But legabe tuma, she's talking, the first one is tahira and the second one is tameya. Apparently you could. You have many times where you can separate Isser and if for example, if I just thought a Bukhar is born, you're not sure if it's a Bukhar, you don't have to give it to the Kayin because the Gabi Amaisi Mechaber Olivaraya. But when it comes to you have to be Choshish for Kedushas Bukhar and it cannot be eaten without a mum. Many cases where you Choshish Le Isser, but the Gabi Dina, you have to prove Amaisi Mechaber Olivaraya. Alright? So if Gemara. What's the difference than what we learned in the Braise? You had two ladies that were being oisik in a tzipur, right? That means that they were cleaning out this bird that was geshachten, right? And the bird, but ain't by elikas sela dam, was a tiny bird. The whole bird only had a sela size of dam. But guess what happened? Both of them ended up with a kesem the size of a seller. Now normally the halacha is, we'll see in the next Mishnah, that if an isha is in the saske, b'shchita, with shechting, whatever, and she finds a kesem, she's tahira. But the problem is over here, since we know the tzipa only had a kesela of dam, and he found a sela size of dam on both of them, so one of them, zicha, didn't come from the bird. So the halacha is Shtei and Temeyas. They're both Temeya, because we don't know which one to be Matar and which one to be Matama. Therefore, we have to say that they're both Temeyas. So, L'chayra over here, we say that they're both Temeyas. Why over here we say they're both Temeyas? But by us, we say only the second one is Temeya, the first one is Tahir. Right? She the first one took a chaluk, she was baidikit, gave it to the second one, and we say the first one, she was baidikit, she's fine, the second one is tamei. Over here, when it's impossible that the dam tzipur came on both of them, therefore we say they're both tameis. What's the difference? So Taisus right away jumps on this. Taisus says, what's going on over here? By this case over here, there's no reason to believe which one are we giving a tam and which one are we giving a tar. There's no reason to believe it came from one or the other. Right? right? It's equally a suffix by both. So therefore, we have to be metama both of them. Otherwise, which one? We know ini mini mani mo. Mashenke in the case of badke chaluk, there's more of a svar to say that it came from the second one, because the ma'aser, the first one's badke chaluk, she gave it to the second one. We know one of them zichas tamei, so it had to come from one of them. There's more reason to believe it came from the second one, because the ma'aser, the first one was badke. That's why only the second one is tamei, not the first. So Taisa's answer is talking about over here that. I'm not sure what Tyson's answer is. I don't know. I have to look in Tyson. That's Tyson's kasha. And the Gemara Shani Hasad the Ikasela Yisera. So the Gemara's teretz seems to be talking that that's the teretz. That over here is an extra seller by definition, right? So Rashi says the Maichos is the Talia Lesela Yisera, the Tamei Ba'ach, Talia Ba'ach. In other words, there's no reason one more than the other. Therefore, Hilchashtei and Tamei. So you have to know what the Havimina was over here. Taisa says the Havimina was, that's talking about that they didn't both at the same time use the bird. One person was Isaac with the bird, and then the next person was Isaac with the bird. There's more of a reason to believe that the first person, the Dam came on the first person that was Isaac with the, because if she would have come and asked, right? She, because she was first the one who was Isaac with the bird, she would have asked first, she would have been Tahira and blamed it on the tzipor, and then already the second one we couldn't have blamed it on the tzipor. So there's more, the half a minute was that's more of a svar to blame it on the first and the second. And the teretz of the Gemara is, even though one used the tzipor before the other, nevertheless, we still look at it as an even suffix between the two. Mashenkin bar case is zichah, more of a reason to believe that it came from the second, since the first one claims that she was Baidik Hukhalov. She wears three chalukis that she was baidik in Michaela Litlis Taila, Afila Batachtin. That means if there's any reason, if there's anything, as we'll see in the next mission, anything that she was Isaac in that had that was bloody, that you could blame it, that the blood came from there. So the funny thing is he found it on her undermost chaluk, which is strange. If it came from the outside world, why did it only get on her undermost chaluk? Nevertheless, you say it can, it's possible it happened. So Nachama, in Yichalit, if there's anything that externally that she was Isaac with that you could blame it on, you could blame it on. Taylav Afila Batachim, even though you found it only on the innermost garment, any Yichalit, but if there's nothing to blame it on, any Taylav Afila Be'elian, even if you found it on the outermost garment. Ketzad Avre B'Shuk Shatabachim. What's an example of something where you can be tailored in? She walked through a butcher market, right? A meatpacking market. Taila afila betachten. Then she could be taila that the dam came from there, even if it was only found exclusively on her innermost garment. Even on her outermost garment, ain na taila. Since there's nothing that she knows for sure that she was Isaac with that was bloody, there's nothing to blame it on, and she therefore is considered a kesem. And you don't say that if the dam would have come from the makar, it should have also appeared on her inner garment. Right? That's the chiddush. It was only found on the outermost garment. You don't say that. And even though the dam was only found on the outer garment, since there's nothing to blame it on, she's tameya. So again, no matter which garment, which layer of garment the kesem is found on, the same rules apply. If there's something to blame it on, then you blame it on that. If there's nothing to blame it on, then she's considered a kesem tameya, and she's tameya. So the Mishnah. But Taila b'chaldavar shehi yichayla litlais. She could be Taila and the kesem that she found that it came from anything that's possible to be Taila on. For example, shachta behema chay va'if. She was shechting a behema or chay or a knife. Nisaski b'ksamim. Or she was handling begadim that had blood stains on them. And it's possible that the blood came off of the beged onto her beged. Achi yashva b'tzada asukim behem. Or even if she was just sitting next to people that were Isaac with the above things. Harga machoilis. If she killed a machoilis, is a louse, right? Harezu toila ba. Then you can be toila in the louse. Ad kama toila. So up to what size of a blood stain could you assume that it came from a louse? Ad kigrisha pull. It means gris is grisim are like smashed up, like smashed beans or split beans. Kigrisha pull. Pull is a type of bean. A split bean of a pull bean, which is whatever the size is. I mean, today they say it's a penny or a dime. It's a shayla exactly what the size is. Up to that size is, you can still blame it on a machailas. We'll see later whether it's up to that size. It's kegris va'oid or not kegris va'oid. The Gemara will deal with that. Ba'af apish shaloi hargis. So here comes the chiddush. Chanina ben Tignes says, not like the Tanakama, that only if she knows that she killed a louse, even if she doesn't know for a fact that she killed a louse, since lice are so common, any stain of that size, we could assume that it came from a louse. But toilet bebna ay bebaila. And furthermore, if her son or her baal or her husband who were next to her had a makkah, and it's possible that the dam came from her son or her husband's makkah, if they have a makkah, and if it could possible that it could even though it's somewhat dried up now, it's possible that it got moist again, and it was mitzi dam, harezu toila, she could be toila and blame the dam, the kesem, on them, and she's toila. She said, I found the kesem. Amalah, he said to her, she said, yes, I had a makkah. But the makkah was healed. Amalah, so Rabbi Kiva told her, perhaps it could get moist again and stop being mitzi dam. Is it healed that to the point that it's impossible for it to reopen, or is it possible that it's somewhat healed now, but maybe it reopened? Amalehen, yes, it's possible it reopened. Then v'tiara Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, based on that, Rabbi Kiva was matara. So you see that any makkah that's at a stage that is possible for it to reopen and maybe it was mitzi dam, that you could blame it. You could be toilet in that makkah. So what happened was, Rabbi Kiva, when he gave this psak out, he saw the Talmidim looking at themselves strangely, right? What's so schwer about that? The whole thing of Ksamim isn't meant to be machmer on them, rather you're supposed to be makel by Ksamim. Why? Right? So you see from there, dam v'loy kesem. It's only if it's blood, not kesem. Right? It has to be that she knows that there was dam, she felt dam coming out, not that she found a stain. Right? So therefore, in this case, it's not derais, it's only derabanan, ksamim adrabanan, and the chachamim, when they established the rules of ksamim, they said that if you can blame it on something else, even though it's somewhat far-fetched, you can blame it on that thing. Ach 8, a bedika klosh, yunasin tachas akar, that was put underneath the cover, v'nimtza alav dam. Now you found blood on it, right? Ugl, if it's a round mark, tar. Then it's tar, because it didn't come from her. Because if she used the bedika cloth, but if she would have found dam when she did the bedika, it would have been mashach. It would have been like, it wouldn't have been like a round spot. It would have been like a drawn out spot. Mashach, but if it's a drawn out stain, then you say it came from the bika and she's tamei. Different belezer reb sadik. I say how the belezer reb sadik. So the gemara. Tanina lo hada tan rabbanan. Now mishnah. We learned what we said in the brayse. Ma'aseh b'talar meya big healer. Similar to what we said in our mishnah, you can be toilet in anything that's possible to toilet. You find that a mayor in a brayse said that there was a ma'aseh that brought down a brayse that a mayor was toilet in a keeler. Keeler is a type of. I think it's a type of medicine that has a reddish color. It's used for the eyes, I think. And the Mary told Anisha, "When you Isaac and Kila?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Yitahira." Rebbe told her b'saf shikma. Similarly, Rebbe was toila a kesem to be matar Anisha in the sap of a sycamore tree, which I guess also has a reddish color, to be matar. Oishi yashva. So it said in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, that if she sat next to those who were Isaac and Ksamim, or those who were Isaac and other things that have blood, she's tahira. So the Mars Madai, Yashva in La Yashva, only if she sat, but not if she didn't. So our Mishnah is learning the same as what we said in the Braisa. If she knows for a fact that she went through a shuk of butchers, Suffolk needs a layer, Suffolk line needs a layer. But her Suffolk is, she's not sure if the dam went on her or dam didn't go on her. Then Toyla, she could be Toyla or Kesem in the Shuk Shotabachim. But Suffolk Avra, Suffolk Layavra, she's not sure she went through a Shuk Shotabachim. She only has a Suffolk if she perhaps she went through a Shuk Shotabachim. Then the halach is Temeya. So you have to have a definite reason to believe or a definite thing to be Toyla. You cannot be Toyla, even though the whole Tali itself is a Suffolk, you don't know for sure that the dam came from that external source, but you have to know for sure that external source was not, that she came into contact or sat near that external source. If it's a suffix at all, then you don't say that you're toilet in that thing. Harga machoinus. So similarly, when we die, harga in loy harga loy, that's only if she knows for a fact that she killed a louse. Then you tie in the louse. If you don't know for sure, you can't be tie Tyler. We have a price that says that same thing, that if she was Hayrig, she can be Tyler. If she didn't kill a louse, she can't be Tyler. Chacham say you can be Tyler even if you don't know for sure. According to the way I learn, it's very limiting. In other words, we'll see what that means. So he explains the Devara and Kate she'en lecha isha shetayr lebalam. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon Galil, it's only if you know for a fact that she killed the last. But if you don't know for a fact, then even a tiny dot, you'll be tayla. You can't be tayla, right? Because he doesn't say any shear for a kesem, right? A kesem can be the tiniest dot. She'en lecha isha shetayr lebalam. You don't have any isha that's tayr lebalam. She'en lecha kol mita mita she'en ba kama tipa dam. If you inspect any typical bed, you would find tiny little dots of blood. And so every Isha now is going to be Tameya, because you're not toilet unless you know for sure she killed the Lachaydas. You can never be toilet anything, even if it's tiny like a chardel, like the size of a mustard seed. That every typical bed has some dots of dam that came from machoides. The David chaver and saif. So Rabbi Shimon Galil understood the chacham said that you can be toiler it in the machoides even if she didn't kill. But the chayra, the way Rabbi Shimon Galil understood the chachamim, not like our Mishnah, we'll see in a second, is that any size kesem you can be toiler in the machoides, because Arbazai. The devar chaver ain't safe. There's no end. You're never going to be metam and isha as a kesem. She'en lecha isha she'en etar lebala. There's no isha that taka has a tomei dika stain, right? She'en lecha kolzad mesad and she'en ba kama tipa dam. So she has certain. At some point in her life, she'll have a drop of blood that's a significant size of a stain, and you'll say, oh, maybe it was machoides, but he didn't give any shear. So up to any size, b'char you can be tayler machoides. So says Rabbi Shimon Galil, Aval Nir and Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. It appears that I liked the shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus the best. Medivrei, medivarai, better than what I said, and medivreiim, and better what the Chacham said. Shahayu Aimer, that's what we bring down in our Mishnah. That's what we brought down in our Mishnah. He said, Ad kam hi toila, ad ki gris. You could be toila in machoiles even if she didn't kill a machoiles, but there's a limit in size. What's the size? Ad ki gris shapol, ki gris of a pole. Well, the Dvar of Anumaydim, and to his words, Amaydin, I agree with him, and that's Taka the Shir. Well, the Rabbanon, now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Now, let's understand the Rabbanon. So, Rabbi Shimon Galil had a taina on the Rabbanon that the Divrei Chaverai ain't safe. It can be Taila Adam, even in a very large size. But the Maestro, they must have had some sort of size, otherwise, there's no such thing as a Kesem. Any size that you'll find would be Tahira. So, the Rabbanon, Dami Taila Adkama, Amram Nachma Yitzhak Taila Bepishpesh. And a pishpesh is a type of bug. I think some say that it's a bed bug, right? Va'ad ki turmis, and until the size of a turmis, I'm not sure what a turmis is, but it's much larger than a gris, and up to that size, because this pishpesh is much bigger than a louse, and therefore you can be tied up to the size of a turmis. Turn up on pishpesh there. This pishpesh orcha kirachbay, its length is as big as its width, right? It tastes the same way that it smells. We'll see why it's not gay. Bris krusalai, and there's a rule. If you smash it, it has a very intense stench, and you end up smelling from it. So the Gemara explains what's the purpose of the brayso of bringing down all these facts. This is not a biology brayso over here. It must be every piece of this brayso is going to get halacha archa kirach v'leinik summon. If you find the kesem and you want to blame it on the pishpesh, it has to be that the kesem that's in the formation that's archa kirach by tamer kirach. We don't pasken like that because we hold you cannot be tailed in a pishpesh. Although if she definitely did kill a pishpesh, then you could be tailed. So it could be it's going to get even to us. In other words, we don't say that unless that the Chachamim, who don't pass like, says you can be tied in a pishpesh even if she didn't kill a pishpesh. Bechari, even if we know for a fact that she did kill a pishpesh, even by us, it would be nageya to say you have to know dimensions of it in order to say up to what size can be tied. Right? Next halacha, what's the next halacha? Tamer kirecha le'inyan truma. the taste is like the smell is like any truma. The stand if a person is eating truma and all of a sudden he realizes there must be a pishpesh in here, which is he's not allowed to eat it because he's eating a bug, right? How does he know what the pishpesh tastes like? Because he knows what a pishpesh smells like. So therefore, it's going to say tamekerecha that you should know what a pishpesh tastes like. Harayza yifut, you have to spit it out. Mano yada. How did Mano Yada say, how will you know what it tastes like? Tamakarechai. Because the taste is like a smell. But Kata Mano Yada, and how do you know what it smells like? This explains the last part of the Braisa, that because Bris Krusala Shakala Mail the Marich boy, if you smash it ever, you'll smell it, a very intense smell. That's how you know what it smells like, and that's how you know what it tastes like. Ravashi says Alacha that the ear that has chazerim that are always wallowing with these shrutzim and everything, and it has a lot of blood on it. So if the city is full of chazerim and they always, it's possible that the isha came into contact with it unknowingly, that's considered that you could always be toilet any kesem that she finds, she could be toilet in that. Amr Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'hadu Dekeres, a city called Dekeres, ki ir sheyesh b'chazerim damye, is like ki ir sheyesh b'chazerim. Ad kam hi toilet. Amr Avunah ki gris, ein a toilet. So the Brisa says the shir is, the Brisa says the shir is ki gris. Says Avunah, ki gris. All right, maybe we should stop over here. All right, we'll continue from here tomorrow.